This is a story that should be of interest to anybody who's in the news game, whether you be a so-called professional who works for one of the big broadcasters, the broadsheets, the tabloids, bloggers, anybody, citizen journalists, but anybody who's interested in getting to the heart of the matter and getting to the truth. Scrap the Freedom of Information Review, Labour urges Cameron. Labour has cranked up the pressure on David Cameron to shelve his review of freedom of information laws after accusing the Prime Minister of trying to, quote, govern from the shadows. The Sun reported that the government was set to abandon its plans to water down the Freedom of Information Act, revealing that it had not submitted any evidence to the commission it set up to review the legislation. But there has yet been no such announcement from ministers, and Labour Deputy Leader Tom Watson has now sought to turn up the heat on the government over the issue. In a speech in London, he promised that a Labour government would extend, not scrap, freedom of information, giving citizens access to policy-making processes at every level. Mr. Watson said, quote, I'm calling on David Cameron to abandon the review. It doesn't have the support of the public. It is opposed by many of the organisations that are covered by FOI, and it has been condemned by the Information Commissioner and slammed by a former head of the civil service as a waste of taxpayers' money. The Freedom of Information Act works well. Labour would strengthen and extend it. A future Labour government must provide citizens access to and influence on policy-making processes at every level. End quote. Mr. Cameron was heading a fundamentally illiberal government, which had abused its power as none has ever done before, Mr. Watson said. He cited government moves to limit unions' powers to call strikes, slash state funding for opposition parties, strip the House of Lords of the power to block secondary legislation, give security agencies snooping powers without judicial oversight, and rewrite the ministerial code to remove references to international law and treaty obligations. The government's efforts to avoid scrutiny were highlighted when more than 400 official documents were released almost simultaneously as the House of Commons broke up for the Christmas recess in what was described as David Cameron's Take Out the Trash Day. Mr. Watson added, quote, by publishing 36 written ministerial statements and 424 government documents in one day, they hoped that hard-pressed lobby journalists would miss the revelation that three-quarters of those affected by bedroom tax have cut back on food, according to the Department of Work and Pensions, that there has been a 45% rise in the number of homeless families living in emergency B&Bs, and that the government has lost contact with 10,000 and asylum seekers. He accused Mr. Cameron of arrogance of power and said Conservatives were actively trying to limit accountability wherever they can. At every turn, they shrink from the light of transparency and retreat into the shadows, he said. Former head of the civil service, Lord Kerslake, dismissed claims that the FOI Act had a chilling effect on civil servants, insisting that the greater challenge to Whitehall's operations was the routine leaking of information by special advisers and ministers. The commission, set up by Mr. Cameron to review the FOI's Act's operation, its members include former Home Secretaries Jack Straw and Lord Howard, and has come under fire for not having any freedom of information campaigners amongst its numbers. In his speech, Mr. Watson said he was initially quite excited by Mr. Cameron's promise of a new age of transparency in 2010, but added that, quote, they have kind of put that into reverse gear since taking office. The Labour deputy leader said there was a culture of secrecy in some areas of governance, including in local councils. Some of the best councillors I know, some of whom are cabinet members of local authorities, actually use the Freedom of Information Act to find out what's going on in their own authorities, he said. It does say something about the culture in local authorities when elected representatives feel they have to use the Freedom of Information Act to find out what's going on in their own local authorities. And as I said at the start of this, this is a vital piece of legislation for people like myself, journalists who want to get to the heart of the matter and want to get to the facts, because as we've seen in this article, facts can be hidden, and of course, we should never let a good crisis go to waste. So let's release over 400 documents all in one day and hope that nobody looks through them. Or rather, let's hope they can't be bothered to look through them all. Fortunately, some of us can be bothered, so get ready.